are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Garrett writes, Doctor, I've been married 3 years to my third wife. Two past marriages ended poorly because I couldn't stand either. Now, I hope this isn't my husband writing this. Now I'm at the point in this marriage where I'm starting to dislike her. How does one fall in love and then end up despising them so quickly? I just want out of this marriage, maybe be on my own for a while. Is that how many of you guys feel about your wives? Really kind of despise them, get sick of them? Not that uncommon. Let's go back. Okay. We are told as children that we're supposed to find somebody who's our prince charming or our princess, right? And be so in love that it'll carry us through decades and decades and decades of marriage and PMS and money problems and in-laws and children and chicken pox and STDs and, you know, a variety of things, right? And in theory, it should. You know, love should conquer all things. But the truth of the matter is nobody can stand any one of each other. They can't. I mean, think about it. Is there a person just in the top of your mind that you think you could actually live with day in and day out? Now, I love my husband, and my husband loves me. But no, we can't be together 24/7. No way. No way. I would completely make him lose all his hair, and he'd probably kick me out of the house. Easy. And think about it. This all starts to when we were kids. Think about your siblings, right? I have one sister and two brothers. I couldn't live with any of them, yet they're all married, happily married. Their kids like them. And you're like, wait a second. I couldn't live with them. How could these people live with them? Okay, and I'm sure, you know, everybody has issues with their spouse. But think about it. There's nobody, even twins, get on each other's nerves, right? Guys saw the movie Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler? Not going to be up for an Academy Award by any means. No Oscar there. But, you know, you have these twins and they act like they're best friends. And I'm sure they get on each other's nerves. Remember, we're animals first. So we all get on each other's nerves. I mean, look at Don. Don has to come into work and work with me every day, 3 hours a day. Do you think he's liking it? No. You can't. I mean, and imagine if he had to work with me longer or live with me. He couldn't handle it. So, you know, is it common for you to start disliking your spouse 3 years into the marriage? Yeah, absolutely. I think my husband and I had our first fight on our honeymoon. Yeah, I didn't want to hang out with the in-laws. He said we had to hang out with the in-laws. I don't know what it was. So you fight day one. You do. You do. So no shock there. The problem is this is now your third marriage. And once you start to realize you're going to be happier alone, then we kind of need to think about, all right, is there something wrong with you? Okay, I mean, you know, I'm not saying all these women, you know, we're saints, but, you know, some of us are very tolerating. Some of us aren't. Now, I identify serotonin deficiency when somebody comes in saying, I can't stand my wife and my kids. We try them on a medicine to help raise their serotonin that's been starting to, falter. And they go, oh my gosh, I love being around my family now. Now, what is it? Is it a happy pill? Is it something that snowed them? No, what happens is when your serotonin drops, things just bug you more. Like, I have the highest ratings when most of the people in that particular city where that news talk station airs are taking their medications. In the city where people have very low access to medical care and they aren't taking their medications, my ratings bomb. See what I mean? You know, you will love the Dr. Dahlia Show if your serotonin is up. Serotonin is low, you're going to be like, I don't want to hear any radio. Surely not hers. So, you know, as we age, when our serotonin drops, I know when my serotonin drops throughout the month, because, you know, my kids just really get on my nerves. I go, oh my gosh, I need them out of the room. They are bugging me. Yet on other days of the month, I am like, oh, that's fine. Go do your stupid farting sounds or whatever the heck you do. I think it's cute. So the first thing I would probably do is evaluate this gentleman for a serotonin deficiency. I would then also probably try to figure out, okay, why did the marriages end? Did he cheat? Did they cheat? Or did you, was it not so much love, but passion? I get emails all the time. Dr. Dahlia, how do I know I'm in love or am I just horny? Now, that's very difficult sometimes to discern because it could blend. I mean, when you're horny, in my life, use that term horny. When you are randy, when you are in the lovey-dovey mood, I mean, people around you are going to look more lovey-dovey. Lovable, I should say. But, if you're not really truly in love, I mean, how I tell people is how you know that you're in love is they could be covered in poop and you still want to spend the rest of their lives with them. You have no problem cleaning the poop off of them. Or like the Christopher Reeve idea, you know, where if they become, God forbid, disabled to the point where they can't make love to you anymore, you can't do any of your favorite things with them, and you're going to have to take care of them in a wheelchair, do you still want to spend every waking hour with that person? If you do, that's love. Now, I don't say that often because I know a lot of you would answer, oh my gosh, I have second thoughts. I feel guilty. It's okay to have second thoughts. You'll always have second thoughts about your partner. That's natural. All right? It's just, are you going to act on that? You know, I mean, you need to do a lot of self-reflecting. There's a lot of couples out there that are together that aren't in love, but they're together because they're holding it together for the kids, or they're holding it together because of the rent, and that's a big problem. We have a lot of couples that really don't love each other, but they live with each other. And then you have a lot of people who are unhappy with their lives, and they go on antidepressants, and it's just this whole vicious cycle. So you need to do a lot of soul-searching. You need to probably go to a relationship therapist, you know, either a marriage counselor, etc., and really get to the meat of it. And but if you guys are in love and you're just overclouded because your serotonin is down or you're just being a jerk, then you need to fix that too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials and putting up with me. Honestly, it takes a lot, 3 hours a day, plus or before and after. And, of course, big shout-out to my husband, who's put up with me now for 15, 16 years. I really stopped counting. Even more than that, and my kids. But I got to tell you, some people, they just really get on my nerves. Football yesterday, not too bad. I mean, not all my picks won, but I was pretty impressed. We got some good football tonight. We got the Lions versus the Bears. I don't really bet, you know, because I don't really have any extra money to bet. You know, you live in Vegas long enough, you really don't feel like betting. It's not fun. But, you know, I used to have a way where I could make the picks. I haven't done it for a while. I kind of retired, you know, from helping you all out pick your football picks. And I think the reason why is it wasn't working. I think I figured something out over the last weekend on how to pick your football wins. So tonight we got the Lions versus the Bears. I know we got the big presidential debate tonight, but many of you are going to probably want to watch football because you're whole sick of the debate. Actually, I already voted. I mean, I hope many of you already did your early voting. The last thing you want to do is try to get out of work to vote on time. Then you're stuck in the lines and it's cold. Early vote. I know some of you are like, well, I can't early vote because I'm still undecided. And what if the debate tonight changes my mind? I don't really know how many of you are out there and why you talk like that. But, you know, if that's the case, fine. Somebody on Facebook said, well, you guys just vote November 7th. If you really think tonight's debate's going to change your mind, fine. Just vote on the 7th. Okay, so we got the Lions and the Bears tonight. Who will win? Well, let's look. I usually go to the NFL injury report. Okay, I don't look at who looks sexier in their uniforms or the colors or that's too girly. I kind of, you know, put my MD behind it, and I take a look at the NFL injury report. And, you know, I take a look right there in Detroit, you know, in Chicago. Got a lot of knee injuries. I guess Ronnell Lewis, eye injury. Jacob Lazy had a concussion. Blake Costanzo with the Bears, thumb injury. Somebody hurt their hip, Sherrick McManus. So you're kind of like, well, how would Dr. Dahlia even deduce who could win tonight's game based on this? Well, let's go back to yesterday, okay, and see who won. For example, we had Dallas. Let's look at the Dallas game because they did pretty well, and I'm a Dallas fan. So we're going up the NFL injury report. Unfortunately, I have to scroll, so we're scrolling right now. Oh, you want to start with the Packers? Let's start with the Packers. Okay, so the Packers, you look at the injury report. Now, if you look at the injury report, it looks like the Packers had more injuries. Shoulder, 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 Greg Jennings, groin, Nick Perry, knee, shin, okay, variety of stuff, right? Then you got your Rams, St. Louis, you got shoulder, thigh, back, back, knee. So somebody could say, I get it, what Dahlia does. What Dahlia does is she takes a look at who has less injuries on the injury report, does some simple math, simple Clinton arithmetic, and makes it work. No, that's not what I used to do. What I used to do is I used to take a look and go, well, how severe were these injuries and how severe would the injuries be on the rest of the team? So many of you who have been listening to my show now for years know that I go right for the groin. And anyone who had a groin injury, I believe, would actually take the whole team out. Now, I've changed my mind. And this year, I am changing the way I make my picks because if you take a look, okay, get your reading glasses on, if you really dissect this NFL injury report, the only groin that's floating around the place is Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings had a groin injury, right? And that's Green Bay. Now, Green Bay did pretty damn good yesterday. So I'm thinking, whereas the groin injury used to be so disastrous, because think about it. I mean, if you had an injury to your groin, would you even want to catch the ball? No. I think it's different. I think you have an injury to your groin, you get mad, and you want to get even. And there's something to the testicles and the testosterone and the moon and the stars that align that make these people win. So Green Bay had it because they're the only one with the groin injury. Okay, let's move on. Let me see if I can find the Dallas, if it happened here. Right, Dallas won. This is important, 19-14, okay, the Carolina Panthers. Dallas. Was there anyone's groin that got hurt? Yes. Apparently, Dez Bryant, his game status was questionable because he did not participate in practice. Why? Because he had a groin injury. Yet the Panthers, everyone's groin was pristine. Apparently, there was a lot of momentum behind Dez Bryant's groin. Dallas ended up winning. Okay, there's got to be more to this. Let's take a look at the Arizona Cardinal game and the Viking game. You know, I'm a Cardinal fan. All right, let's take a look at the Cardinal. Hamstring, hamstring, knee, knee, rib, knee, elbow. I can't find a groin anywhere on these Cardinals. Yet the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings, bam, Jared Allen, groin. And he participated in practice. So you know this guy's mad. What happened? Minnesota, Arizona, 21-14. Should I prove my case one more time? Let me see. Oh, okay, well, let's go to the tonight's game. Okay, so now this is where it gets tricky, all right, because I'm looking at the NFL. Now, unless something is happening right now as we speak, if anybody's hurting their groins right now, and take a look, we got Detroit Lions and Chicago Bears, okay? Right now, there is no groin injury whatsoever. We got some dashes, Julius Peppers, Adam Podlish, Brian Urlacher. I don't see any. It just says blank. My guess is because it just has a dash, they are trying to hide the fact that there were groin injuries. So let's count the dashes, okay? Detroit Lions only has one little baby dash. They got through a concussion and an eye, but again, that's way above the belt. All right, the Bears, you got four dashes. My guess, four groins, that's eight testicles. We have eight reasons to go for the Bears tonight. It's going to be the Bears that's going to win. All right. So for any of you that have future picks and you need me to help you, what's wrong with that? That makes perfect sense. Four dashes, four groins, eight testicles. Do the arithmetic. Oh, I wish I hadn't seen Clinton's speech. Now I'm going to keep on quoting Clinton. All right, so we got that. Are we all happy? If you have any issues with your future picks, and obviously your wife won't help you figure it out, I will help you go through the NFL injury report. What blows my mind is the NFL injury report is right there. When you guys are checking up the schedules and the scores, the NFL injury report is right there. It gives you the clues, and none of you look at it. None of you are looking at the injury report. Ah, that's just medical baloney. Listen. I've done pretty well in most of my picks, except for when I thought groin injuries would hurt. I say now groin injuries are the way to go. Okay, so what's going on in politics? Oh, yeah, did you guys see this? Sandra Fluck. Remember, it's not fluke, it's fluck. It's just many of us on radio can't say Sandra Fluck because we could get in trouble if we forget the L. But apparently, I think she came to Reno yesterday at the Sack and Save to discuss early voting. And only 10 people show up. I mean, she should have known that. I don't think there's a lot of people in Reno that really dig her. I don't know why they gave her the floor at the Democratic National Convention. You see what they glorify? They glorify somebody who wants government to pay for her birth control. I actually, as a woman, find that really insulting. I don't want any party, all right, or man or employer in charge of my birth control. Now, mind you, if my husband ever decided to get a vasectomy, I'd be a very happy girl, and I'd probably be nice to him for the next few days while he's recuperating. But for the most part, you know, my handling my own cycle and when I want to get pregnant is my thing. I don't need the government involved. But, of course, Sandra Fluck became famous in her urge to have, and a lot of her urges, her urge needing birth control, and her urge to have the government and Obamacare cover birth control. Rush Limbaugh went on a complete bandwagon, calling her a slut, etc. He ends up booming in the ratings. She ends up, you know, looking at like she's a victim, you know, appeared as a victim, so she gets all this, I guess, sympathy, etc. And, you know, we still have the age-old problem of who should really be in charge of birth control and how much should the government be in charge. And so this war on women started, where the Democrats appear to be the woman's choice and the Republicans appear to be anti-women, which blows my mind because when you really dissect Obamacare, I've never seen such anti-women legislation in my life, honestly, cutting back on the pap smears and the mammograms and her husband's prostate exams and having a panel, you know, help make healthcare decisions for us. To me, that's more anti-women than covering a copay. So only 10 people in Reno decided to come. I guess then she went to Carson City. Only a handful of people showed up there. I think things are definitely changing around. We have the debate that starts tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I think I need to correct myself. The moderator is Bob Schieffer from CBS News. For some reason, I thought it was Gallagher, and I don't know where that changed. So I guess we have a CBS News correspondent, again, left-leaning. Boy, that's fair. I don't even know why we put up with this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDOLLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDOLLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Brad from Tucson writes, Doctor, are you saying there's a pill out there that can make me like my wife? What's the name of the pill and sign me up? Okay. All right, earlier this hour, I was not trying to tell people to go take pills to like their wife. What I was explaining is if you start to dislike your wife and your family and you're already on your third marriage, that could be a symptom of serotonin deficiency, right? Or that, you know, there's just something wrong with you. And with serotonin deficiency, one way we diagnose it is when we start you on the medicines like Zoloft or Paxil, etc., and your serotonin is up, you seem to tolerate things like you used to, as opposed to making mountains out of molehills and finding fault with everything around you. And so, no, I do not want you all to run to the doctor to try to take a pill to get through the marriage. You can't do that. That's not anything I would urge. My suggestion would be to go to a marriage counselor first. However, for many of you that say, you know, look, everything that I used to think was cute doesn't seem to be cute anymore. You know, I get that from women all the time. You know, my husband used to sit there and fart on the couch and I didn't think it was a big deal. Now I can't stand it. Well, also, you know, keep in mind, I think, you know, with the whole, you know, global warming issue and what we've been eating, right? I do think farts are a little smellier than they used to be. We really should do a study on that. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of things that just aren't cute anymore, you know? And I don't want y'all to, you know, try and run to take a pill for that. But what I am trying to do is help you guys kind of self-reflect and see maybe you do have a serotonin deficiency. All right. And the way you know that is it isn't just the wife. It isn't just the kids. It's your coworkers also. You know, the coworkers are bugging you. Your mom. Well, no, that's not a good example. But, you know, you could be at a store and something that the cashier says sets you off. That to me is more global. But if you like everybody, you get along with everybody, and there's just one person you dislike, okay, then it's more of a relationship issue. But if you're finding that everything gets on your nerves, that could be a serotonin issue, just one of many. So that's all I'm saying. Definitely check that out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But also, you know, keep in mind, people, I don't want anybody getting a divorce right now when things are so stressful. I don't want anybody looking at their life as, you know, and self-reflecting, thinking this little sliver Polaroid shot of what's going on is what our future, you know, holds. I mean, the reason why this election is so huge for people, you know, I get emails all the time going, Dahlia, really? You know, our radio host just making this a big deal. You know, I really couldn't care less. It's just one politician swapping for another. Honestly, I envy you. For those of you that really don't care much about this election because it doesn't seem to affect you much, I'm really envious. I really wish I could be in that position. I wish I could. And if you guys are, I'm really happy for you. Where whatever happens with this election really has no bearing on you know, your job, your health insurance, your well-being, where you're going to live, you know, but for a lot of us, this election is huge. And if things continue the next 4 years as they are, there's going to be a lot of people hurting, including myself. You know, many of you, you know, have been talking and, you know, well, people in the media, they love Obama. You know, they may pretend, Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Dahlia, they may pretend they can't stand Obama. But honestly, they're hoping Obama gets reelected because then they get higher ratings because they get more to complain about. No, trust me. Trust me, my the ratings, trust me, there's not going to be that big a bump or dip, honestly. I'm not even at that level that Rush Limbaugh would be by any means. But no. Listen, you know, we need a country that's thriving. We need a country that can stand on all its legs. We need a country that's secure. And we want a country that's rich. And that's all, that's what I care about. And so, you know, many of you that are kind of depressed and you're scared and, you know, you're not getting along with the wife. I mean, I have to admit, my husband and I argue a lot more about money than we ever have in our marriage. I mean, I'm not going to leave him and he's not going to leave me by any means. But yeah, we've been grumpier to each other because the last few years have stunk. And it's been very scary. And what happens when two people are scared? They start to blame each other for some of their financial issues. Well, honestly, you know, I notice you're taking a lot more naps and you aren't working that much anymore. And I notice you're buying more toys and video games. I mean, yeah, absolutely. We'll go at it because it makes us feel better. I mean, we can't yell at Obama. We can't yell at Pelosi. All we could do is yell at the TV screen. So why you yell at each other? Really, like my husband, you know, buying the Halo video game or whatever is really the root of all our financial causes. No, but it just makes me feel good to yell at him. But this is not the time to turn against your wife. It's not the time to turn against your husband. It's not the time to turn against your kids. You know, many of us that grew up, you know, 30, 40 years ago when we were dealing with recessions, we remember how rough it was with our parents. Our parents did take it out on us. They were grumpy, and it hurts. And it was not. It's something that many of us vowed we wouldn't do with our current kids, in this generation. So this is a very vulnerable time for a lot of us to start going after each other, start going after our coworkers who appear to be more successful than we are. You know, this idea that misery seeks company is so true. You know, people don't want to be around other people who are doing better because then they feel like they're a failure. Yet if you're, you know, in the unemployment line with other people unemployed, it makes the situation a little easier for you. Or if you hear your friends are going through marriage problems while you're going through marriage problems, you feel better. You know, with my show, if you notice, I don't always talk about all the good things that are going on with my life. I mean, honestly, you guys really don't care, you know, about my sex life or anything like that. But I am very, very honest and open about things that have happened to me negatively, and not to bore you, and not to, you know, make you feel negative at all, but to actually help you feel a little better. You know, some of you right now are in the middle of a, let's say, process where your doctor thinks you have prostate cancer or the doctor thinks you have breast cancer, and you're right now waiting for insurance to approve the test. You're right now awaiting the biopsy. You don't know what you're going to do if the biopsy is positive for cancer, et cetera. Well, I've been there. That's why I've been so open with you guys. I've been there where, yeah, I had to wait 2 weeks for the surgery to find out if I even have cancer, and then you have to wait for the biopsy results after that. It's the most horrible thing to go through. You know, many of you that are having money problems, yeah, we're having money problems, big time. I can't stand this month to month if that and saying, all right, we're going to have to skip these bills this month. We just don't have it. You know, and knowing that other people are in your same boat, I think does make you feel better. Just because misery seeks company doesn't mean you're a bad person. All right. It just means you want to validate why this is happening to you. Is God punishing you? Is it only happening to you? No. No, we're all being punished. No. I mean, you know, a lot of us are in the same boat. And knowing that a lot of us are in the same boat with health insurance issues, with job issues, with relationship issues, you know, with political issues. You know, you are not the only one stressed about this election. I think we all are. And it was such a relief after I voted yesterday. I voted and I feel like maybe I'll watch the debate tonight. Maybe I won't. But I feel like I did what I could. And, you know, it's up to God at this point. And the rest of the voters that hopefully show ID. Yeah, I did not have to show ID, by the way. That was the easiest thing. What's your name? Dahlia Wax. What's your address? Gave them an address and that's it. Sign here and go vote. That was easy. Too easy, if you ask me. But I don't want to think about it because I don't want to get upset. So, you know, if you are going through issues right now with your spouse, et cetera, whatever, what I always do with my husband is, you know, we sit down and we go, okay, why am I so grumpy? What am I, you know, kind of in a funk about? I'm in a little bit of a funk. And then my husband reminds me why I'm in a funk, you know, and then I'm like, oh, okay, great. But at least he knows I'm in a little bit of a funk over the next day or two and to bear with me. It's not him. You know, I mean, am I really mad at you for leaving the seat up, or am I mad because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fraud in this election, Obama's going to win, and we're going to be screwed for the next 4 years? Dissect it out, talk and communicate, but you're going to need your partner. Even if you guys aren't having the most passionate relationship, you're going to need them by your side because we have no idea where things are going to go over the next couple years. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if the Dr. Dahlia Show is not playing in your local news talk station, then please contact them and say bring Dr. Dahlia to your town. You could also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network and Don, who's working the dials. We also have an Android app. Please feel free to download that. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be speaking this weekend at the Truck Driver Social Media Online Convention in Kansas City. I know we have many truck driver listeners, and many of you have already signed up, and I'll get to meet you. Some of you have given me a shout-out saying you're going to be there. So please find me. I'm sure you'll recognize me. I got googly eyes. My hair is all messed up, and my upper lip isn't going to have the wax that it needs to because I'm not going to have time. So I'm sure you'll be able to identify me pretty easily, so make sure you find me. All right, so this is a sad case. Apparently a 14-year-old girl died in December, and parents are suing the maker of Monster Energy Drink because apparently they said that Anais Forner went into cardiac arrest after drinking two of these drinks within a 24-hour period. Two 24-ounce Monster beverage drinks. Now, Monster, I guess, is based out of Corona, California. The autopsy found that the little girl had died of a cardiac arrhythmia due to caffeine toxicity that prevented, obviously, her heart's ability to pump blood. She suffered from an inherited disorder that could weaken blood vessels. Now, I don't know if this is going to be what Monster will use to defend themselves, but they do not feel its beverages are responsible for her death. They say it's not aware of any fatalities caused by its drinks, and they are going to vigorously fight the lawsuit. Now, we had a patient right in front of us go into atrial fibrillation. You know, he, you know, didn't feel right. I decided to hook him up to the EKG. He wasn't having chest pain or anything. I mean, he was in a very abnormal rhythm. And we've talked about atrial fibrillation. We spent time on this last week, whereas the electrical impulse comes from the top of the heart and goes down the middle to both ventricles, and it's supposed to be done rhythmically. So your heart can then fill and then pump, fill and pump. With many cardiac dysrhythmias or atrial fibrillation, you get a weird misfire of the electricity such that the heart is not in a uniform pattern filling up and pumping, which means you can't then, unfortunately, pump blood to the body, and you could eventually die or just go into cardiac arrest, because if blood's not pumping to the body, blood's also not pumping to the heart muscle, and heart muscle needs oxygen. So part of the heart muscle ends up becoming asphyxiated, hypoxic, and you end up dying. I don't like these caffeinated beverages. I don't. Trust me. I wake up tired. I know there's these drinks out there. I know Monster makes a variety of flavors. I know they're at my fingertips because I am not a coffee drinker. So I have to admit, it is appealing to know that you could, in soft drink form, seem to get a tasty beverage that gives you the boost. I'm just scared of these things. I don't know how my body would handle all that excess caffeine. And we've discussed the amount of caffeine. I'll probably do that a little bit later today. How much caffeine is in coffee versus some of these energy drinks. And some of them, they just blow coffee out of the water. I always talk to you all about, you know, cutting back on your coffee because of blood pressure issues and risk of stroke. And then here we have these concentrated caffeinated drinks. And you're getting probably twice the amount of caffeine with some of these things. And, you know, we're talking about kids whose bodies aren't really designed to take that caffeine on. Not to mention, what if they did have soda that day or Mountain Dew or something else that had caffeine? And then on top of that, they're with their friends at school smoking and adding the nicotine to that. Your heart can only handle so much. There's also going to be a story a little bit later on marathon runners where you do have increased risk of death in your upper 40s if you're a marathon runner, despite what good shape you're in. You know, I think we really underestimate the heart. We really underestimate what it could do and what it could take. And until it fails with somebody, we just abuse our bodies. So just keep that in mind before you drink another energy drink. All right. This was a sad case. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Did you hear about this? I mean, she's alive. But did you hear about this girl who was shot by her relative because she was in a black and white costume and the relative thought she was a skunk? Now, the girl is 9 years old. Okay, so what? We're talking about 50-some pounds? How big a skunk did the relative think it could have been? Unless the relative was high. I don't know. So a little girl was wearing a black and white Halloween costume. This happened, I believe, just Saturday night. She was hit in the shoulder. I thought there were a couple other places she was shot. But luckily, she's alert. She's talking. She was wearing a black hat with a white tassel, was hiding over the edge of a hill outside the house where a party was taking place. She was spotted by a relative about 8:30, thinking it was a skunk. He fired a shotgun. Now, the police did not name the girl or identify the shooter or his relationship to her. I disown the guy. County Times said it was not clear if charges would be filed against the shooter, who apparently had not been drinking alcohol. That was my first thought. I thought the guy was drunk, right? I mean, or high. Really, a 9-year-old you mistake for a little skunk? Let's see. Now, of course, other people, animal rights, are like, really? You're going to shoot a skunk? Nobody's worried about the kid. All right. Anyway, maybe skunks in that area. Where was this? Pennsylvania. I guess skunks in Pennsylvania are that big. You all tell me. Is that, are they really that big? All right, here we go. All right, the list of the 10 most expensive cities for middle-class Americans has been revealed. This is from, let me see, Michael Zanin. I'm trying to find what, usually these come from some magazine, but this is printed in Daily Online. Apparently, they look at median incomes, et cetera, and we all know New York is going to be at the top of the list, right, for least affordable cities, but this was interesting, okay? They actually, this was published in the National Low Income Housing Coalition, and they actually found that the most affordable cities for middle class, all right, this is the most affordable cities, Washington, D.C., I thought that was most expensive, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Maryland, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Boston, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Denver, and New York for the most affordable cities. Yet the least affordable cities now, as a surprise, Miami, Florida, Riverside, California, Tampa, Florida, Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Atlanta, Sacramento, Phoenix, Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon. Now, why would that happen? Isn't Phoenix and Los Angeles battling, you know, a worse housing crisis than other places? That makes no sense. They say in Tampa, Florida, the least, third least affordable city on the list, housing costs were not out of sync with median income. Transportation costs were higher. So I guess they're looking at transportation costs. They're looking at a whole variety of things when they concoct this list. I'm kind of confused. Miami, Florida, and Riverside, California were the two least affordable areas. All right, I get it. Thank you. I knew that didn't make sense. That was the most affordable. No, and least affordable. I don't get it. You know what? All right, I'm going to find an article in English. I can't understand this. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hate that. I hate that. I'm getting through the article and I'm still confused. There's lots of typos too, but I like to blame, you know, I like to blame my grammatical error on the article. Unfortunately, when the article has grammatical errors and I look like I'm blaming the article, I look like a doofus. So I'm basically screwed either way. All right. Finally, there are G-spot injections that women now can do. It takes about 30 minutes. They could go on their lunchtime and actually get an injection that increases the size of their G-spot. Apparently, it's a surgical procedure that claims to improve their sex lives by pumping a filler of collagen. All right? I believe it's about a gram. They could do it on their lunch. Not sure how long it lasts. Probably by the end of lunch. Why not? All right, guys. Can't talk to you again. Can't wait to talk to you again. Please stay tuned for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.